This is Kati.
And I'm Anna, and today we're going to talk about the interesting life of being a K-pop idol.
Now we will be diving into the world of K-pop to find out about their trainee days, their daily lives, and their challenges. Before we start, I want to tell you what a K-pop idol is. K-pop means Korean pop. An idol is a person that works under in Korean entertainment in South Korea, as a member of a group or as a soloist. They have meetings, photo shoots, concerts, fan meetings, and attend shows and interviews. They also have to interact with fans through social media and live broadcasts. So it's a 24/7 job with little personal time.
Are they passionate about their job?
Of course! Many idols are passionate about their work and their fans. They find joy in performing, connecting with people all over the world.
Let's go on with how someone becomes a K-pop idol. It's not an easy path. All idols start as trainees in entertainment. They practice a lot to be talented in singing, rapping and dancing. Of course, they need to speak the Korean language.
Yes, they often give up their education and start training at a young age. They go through auditions to showcase their singing, dancing or sometimes acting skills.
What about the time they need for their training?
The average training time takes 2 to 5 years, but it really depends on the company and yourself. After every month, trainees have an elimination round where they perform a song with other K-pop trainees and get feedback to know if they can stay in the company. Most entertainments are very strict to their trainees and force them to do strict diets and daily exercise routines.
What about their debut?
A lot of trainees stay in the entertainments and never really end up debuting. If they do end up debuting, it's hard to ever get really famous like BTS or Blackpink. There are a lot of groups you never hear of that they get disbanded. If all their hard work does pay off and they end up gaining fans and fame, they get even less breaks and more packed up schedule with little to no days off to make sure that they stay famous and grow their popularity.
Now we want to look at an example of a basic trainee schedule. The basic schedule of a trainee is very tough. They start at 8 a.m. and have school lessons. At 10 a.m. they have dance class before lunch. After lunch, trainees got 2 hours of singing class and go to the gym. Then it's 6 p.m., so time for dinner.
And then?
Since they have to be good at the Korean language, they have to go to the Korean class afterwards. In the evening, it's time to record songs, and at least they have the second dance class. The day ends at 1 a.m.
Oh wow, this is a rough day.
Now you know what a K-pop idol is and how to become one. And now I want to ask you, do you know that they don't have a fixed payment?
Wait, no, I don't know about that. Tell me more.
The payment depends on the company and their popularity. Like the SM Entertainment artists get 33,000 euro per year and JYP Entertainment artists get 52,000 euro per year. And both JYP and SM Entertainment belong to the biggest 4 K-pop entertainments.
Oh, like the idols who have a small popularity and company get very little money?
Unfortunately, yes.
My friends have talked about roles in a K-pop group. What does it mean?
It means every K-pop member get a certain role in the group.
Which roles do they have?
First, leader. A leader is one of the important roles. They are most experienced or the eldest in the group. The role as a leader is to motivate and represent the group in various ways. For example, BTS's Namjoon.
Someone said vocalist.
We have the vocalist. There are main vocalist, lead vocalist and sub vocalist. The main vocalist usually get the most lines to sing in a song, while the lead vocalist is usually the member with the second best singing technique. The sub-vocalists are the one that supports the main and the lead vocalists. For example, BTS's Jin, J-Hope and V are sub-vocalists, Jimin is lead vocalist and Jungkook is main vocalist.
I've heard something like rap in a song.
Ah, yes, of course, the rappers. There's also main, lead and the sub-rapper. Like the vocalists, the main are the best and rap the most in a song. The lead rapper is supposed to be the second best, and the sub-rapper is usually better than non-rapping members, of course. For example, BTS's J-Hope, Jungkook are sub-rapper, Suga is lead rapper, and Namjoon is main rapper.
Oh, I know one rule, the dancers! We have main and lead dancers. The main dancers are the one with the best dancing skills, and the lead dancers the one with the second best dancing skills. Wait, I know a group. Ah, for example, BTS, Jungkook is the lead dancer, and J-Hope and Jimin are the main dancers.
Wow, cool. So next up we have the visuals. They are the most physically attractive members according to the Korean beauty standards. For example, BTS's V and Jin. Last but not least we have the Magnair. The Magnair is the youngest in the group. For example, BTS's Jungkook.
So that every member has two or more roles, is it right?
Absolutely. There are also some more roles like center or face of the group. But I think these are just some roles that are not important to know about. Before we finish the podcast, we would like to say that we like the job itself, but we don't want to become it ourselves because we have other dream jobs and just like the whole K-pop world.
This is the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed. See you soon.